from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, March 11th. Coming up, a conversation with the leading scorer in Illinois men's basketball history. We'll talk about this year's Illini team ahead of the Big Ten tournament with Deion Thomas. That conversation in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois businesses could soon have a new incentive to hire workers who are in recovery from serious mental illness or substance abuse. State lawmakers are considering a tax credit of up to $2,000 per worker for employers who hire them. Randy Wells of the Illinois Association of Behavioral Health says the proposal could support people with histories of mental health problems or substance abuse as they rebuild their lives.
One of the obstacles folks with mental illnesses face is re-entering the workforce, getting them back on their feet, and eventually getting them back on their tax-paying rolls.
Wells hopes mental health care providers in particular will be motivated to hire people whose personal experiences match those of their clients. The program would have enough funds to offer hiring incentives to at least 1,000 employers in the state. The oil and gas industry in southern Illinois will be increasing production in response to global demand and the ban on Russian oil imports. Steph Whiteside reports.
Illinois Petroleum Resources Board Executive Director Seth Whitehead says there will be an expansion of existing operations.
There'll probably be new drilling, quite a lot of new drilling. I'm seeing there's quite a few permits that have been approved by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, which is the agency that regulates the industry here.
He says companies will also work to increase production from existing wells to meet the demand for oil. That will also help address pandemic-related job losses, as Whitehead said he expects to see more jobs in the industry as production increases. Whitehead says while an increase in production will help over time, there won't be an immediate impact on oil prices, which are determined by the global market, not domestic supply. I'm Steph Whiteside.
A highly pathogenic strain of bird flu has been detected in wild geese in Illinois. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin has that story.
Three wild geese in Will County tested positive for avian influenza. Public health officials say it was only a matter of time before bird flu was discovered here in Illinois. It's already been detected in most neighboring states, including Iowa, Missouri, and Indiana. Stacy Flager is with the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Bureau of Animal Health and Welfare. She says poultry producers in Illinois should start taking extra precautions.
Making sure that you're not visiting other farms, and if you are, making sure you're disinfecting your truck and tires, wearing clean footwear back and forth between your flock.
Flager also advises keeping flocks indoors whenever possible. Avian influenza rarely infects humans or other animals, but is deadly for birds. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
If you're a poultry producer and notice abnormal behavior from your flock, call the Illinois Department of Agriculture at 217-782-4944. Still to come, we'll talk about this year's Illinois men's basketball team with Deion Thomas. He's the analyst for the team's radio broadcasts. That conversation is coming up next on 217 Today.
The British series Cobra follows Prime Minister Robert Sutherland and his cabinet committee as they navigate national crises. In the second season, an assassination leads to cyber attacks on critical infrastructure. The country is soon at war with an invisible global enemy, and the Prime Minister doesn't know who he can trust. Learn how you can stream both seasons of Cobra as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Illinois men's basketball team begins postseason play today with a Big Ten tournament quarterfinal matchup against Indiana. The Illini received several All-Big Ten honors this week, with center Kofi Coburn named first-team All-Conference, guard Trent Frazier named to the second team, and guard Alfonso Plummer on the third team. I spoke with Illinois' all-time leading scorer, Deion Thomas, who played for the Illini in the early 90s and is now the analyst for Illinois basketball radio broadcasts. Thomas says although Illini coach Brad Underwood did not receive the league's Coach of the Year honor, he deserved strong consideration.
It should be mentioned nationally as well because of the job that he did, not having key players at key minutes, key points of time. And as you mentioned, for one game the entire year, you have the starting five that you think you're going to have for the year. Just think about the turnaround this off season. You know, you have a whole new coaching staff basically come in, with the exception of he and Jeff Alexander. You have all these changes over in the office. And to be able to take all of that confusion and put it into one of the best coaching staffs, I believe, in the Big Ten and possibly in the country, if you look at what they've done from a recruiting standpoint going into next year. All of that, you have to give him a tremendous amount of respect and admiration for the job that he did this year.
And I wanted to ask you about this year's team, maybe in comparison to last year's squad. Certainly last year's Illinois team had a great season. They won the Big Ten Tournament Championship. They were a top seed in the NCAA tournament, went out early against Loyola of Chicago. As you look at this year's team in comparison to last year's, do you think this year's team might be in a little better position to make a tournament run?
I think this team was put together a lot better than what last year's team was. Now, of course, you have to take into account Anayo DeSumo, who was the best player in the country. By most, including myself. But you take a look at this team, and I think it's more well-rounded. I think you have better shooters. I think you have more length. You've added three freshmen that are lights out from outside. Kofi has improved. Another year older are those guys, and that's always one of the things Coach always says. He's like, the best thing about young players is they become old players. You know, and that's the truth. So this team is older, more experienced, longer, more athletic, with better shooting. In my opinion, that makes you better. Now, we'll hopefully have better results than we did last year.
And then if Illinois were to face Indiana, those two teams met just once this year in Bloomington. Illinois pulled away in the second half to win that one by 17 points. Your thoughts on a matchup with Indiana?
Well, let me just say this. I'd much rather see us play Indiana than Michigan. Because when you look at the matchups, I don't think Indiana matches up very well. But, you know, it only takes one game when you're in the Big Ten or the NCAA tournament. So in order to get those guys, you got to control Trace Jackson Davis, first and foremost. He is the engine that makes that team go. And then defense rebounding, of course, for Illinois is always going to be key. I mean, when we out-rebound teams, we're almost unbeatable. And then make sure that we take our time, because I think it all depends on what Illinois does, and that we stay focused and concentrate on the defensive end and be able to shut that Indiana team down, because they have a tendency to struggle with scoring at times.
Dion, I wanted to ask you a little more about Kofi Coburn. You know, as a big man yourself, as you've seen Kofi evolve as a player here over the last 3 years, could you just talk about the progression he's made from when he came on campus to where he is now?
Oh, I mean, it's been nothing. It's been incredible. But that's the work ethic that this young man has. I mean, in order for him to make the strides that he has, you have to be willing to put in the work. I remember the first time I met Kofi, and I was talking to the coaches afterwards, and they were like, Deion, he's a sponge. They're like, he comes in every day, puts in his work, he listens, and he tries to do what we ask him to do, and then some. And that's what you have to look at first. I mean, I remember when his first game, you never knew if he was going to catch the ball, let alone catch it and finish it. You know, you could see where he was, you could see the raw power, but the lack of any skill. But to watch him come out of his sophomore year had almost erased all of those issues. And then to watch him now his junior year working on putting the ball on the floor, rip throughs, you know, his jump shot that he has shown, really soft and nice touch, his free throws. His game has evolved in such a short time.
That's Illinois basketball radio analyst Deion Thomas. The top-seeded Fighting Illini and ninth-seeded Indiana Hoosiers tip off in their Big Ten Tournament quarterfinal game at 10:30 this morning in Indianapolis. You can watch on the Big Ten Network. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says light snow will end this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a high of 34 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Caroline Kobzanski, Steph Whiteside, and Dana Cronin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.